This is NPR Illinois. I'm Jamie Dunn. A program meant to rehabilitate juvenile offenders hasn't seen state funding, while Illinois has gone for almost a year without a budget. The program, called Redeploy Illinois, has had to make cutbacks, leaving more than 100 teens without services. A recent report from the Associated Press found that some young people who lost access to the program have committed new crimes. I sat down with Associated Press reporter Sophia Tureen to talk about her story. Tell me a little bit about what Redeploy Illinois is and what it does.
This is a program that the state tested out in 2005. And it's for juveniles ages 13 to 18 who've committed crimes, generally less serious crimes, so not including murder. It's an option alternative to prison. So the judge, when it comes time to sentencing, can have redeploy as an option. And so they'll get some type of therapy, school help, anger management, could be substance abuse, just depending on the individual student, while they remain in school. It's a community-based alternative to prison.
And your story looks at what the lack of funding is doing to that program. Can you just tell us generally what's going on with Redeploy as far as the state money that's
Sure.
supposed to be going to it?
Close to $5 million was allocated in previous years to Redeploy, and about 45 counties out of 102 in Illinois had it. But since the budget impasse from last year, there hasn't been any money allocated to it at all. And so a lot of these programs, they've either run out of money and have had to cut kids off mid-program, or they're working on reserves, or they're having individual counties give them money, or private groups. Every county does it differently. But in the case of Rockford, the Rockford area, the Winnebago County contracted out with a nonprofit group, and they no longer had any money. They had to lay off a bunch of staff, and they've had cuts to a bunch of other youth services at the same time. So they are seeking private money and did get a little bit from the United Way to bring some kids back in the program later this year.
So the counties that have cut back or eliminated their programs, what happens to those kids?
For a lot of those kids, they're stranded. The case that I looked at was Rockford, where there was about 40 kids in there, and some of them were known gang members. They were involved in armed robberies or carjackings, a lot of things. And they, at the time of sentencing, got put into redeploy, were back on track, making changes in their lives, counseling, that kind of thing. And once the redeploy program there had to close its doors in October, they basically got cut off. They're still on probation because it's through the criminal justice system, but if they were in any kind of counseling, they no longer get it. Some of the boys have been able to be placed in other programs, like a city job corps program. Most others are on waiting lists for service or help in other ways.
And you found when doing the story that there's been some pretty obvious impact as far as some of those kids have already reoffended, right?
Yeah. In Rockford in particular, the assistant deputy police chief there said at the start of this year, they had a rash, an increase of these juvenile crimes. That included 14 robberies on one day in January. Part of it was gang-related, and when they started making arrests and a crackdown, they noticed a couple of familiar faces. Some of them were juveniles who'd been arrested the summer before, were in redeploy, were making improvements. Redeploy got closed down, and then they were out reoffending again.
And in your story, you focused on Rockford, but are there other stories like this playing out throughout the state?
Yeah. From the count that I made, there's been over 100 young people who've been cut off, and that's through counties in four different areas. Each of these programs represent several counties, but the regional programs are in Winnebago, Montgomery, Lee, and Macon counties.
So if this continues, is the end result going to be that some of these kids end up in juvenile detention centers? Or
that's what a lot of the service providers and police are worried about. You know, I talked to police even in the southern parts of the state, and they said this is more burden for them. The Rauner administration's response has been they haven't seen systemic, tangible increases in crime. That's not what people who are on the ground are reporting. They're worried about this, and at least in the case of Rockford, are seeing a significant impact.
One of the things that I found striking in your story was someone who commented that it's putting all of the burden of this onto law enforcement and that they're just not really capable of doing that. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Yeah. While this is happening, there's other cutbacks to services affecting juveniles. And one of them is this emergency help for kids like runaways or kids that are lockouts. And that's a services that help, you know, probably 7,000 kids around the state. Those services are also disintegrating at the same time that this is happening. And there's been similar cutbacks to youth homeless centers. And so, for example, even just in Chicago, in Englewood alone, this emergency help for young people, they closed their doors earlier this year, and that's left 70 kids on the street. One of the young people I talked to in that program, which is not mentioned in the story, but she talked about she had a family dispute that put her out essentially on the street. She used these services to, you know, help get groceries. They also helped do family mediation, but that had to get cut off part-time, and now she's kind of trying to live with another relative who's got health problems. And, you know, this is in one of the highest crime areas in not only the city, but in the state.
And Redeploy Illinois, this isn't like a controversial program or anything. I mean, it's been pretty widely touted as a success. Can you tell me a little bit about how things were going before?
Yeah, this is a program that the state piloted in 2005. One of the goals was to cut back on the juvenile prison population. The state really had a peak of that, around more than 3,000 juveniles back in early 2000s. And so this model has been something that's been used around the country. Clinicians like it because they're finding that locking young people up with a bunch of other young people who are also committing crimes does very little to rehabilitate. So it's the approach of, you know, individualizing plans, helping kids deal with the maybe underlying causes of what's causing the crime. It's substance abuse, it's mental health issues, it's broken family lives. So working on those issues, and some of the programs also help the kids do what they call restorative justice, become accountable for their crimes, like apologizing to victims, that kind of thing. It's universally praised as an effective way of treating kids. And it's also significantly cheaper. The estimates are that it's $111,000 a year to incarcerate a teen, but it's just a few thousand dollars to use this program, something like $5,500 to use the counseling services and keep kids in their communities where they have support from families and friends and school and mentorship. The one case that I focused on, a young man named Philip, he had a case manager who he said checked in on him every single day, like a big sister. And she would do things like help him with homework, give him rides, talk him through things, and prevent him from doing bad things too. There was a day when he was really angered by his mom's now ex-boyfriend, and he walked over there across town in Rockford ready to fight this guy. But before he went into the house, he called his case manager. And she took the time to talk to him, to talk him out of it, to get him to walk away, and that's what he did. So it's that type of one-on-one attention that this program really focuses on.
You know, it looks like it could be quite a while before there's a final budget solution. So what are some of the folks that you talked to saying about what's going to happen with Redeploy as the year goes on?
They are expecting more kids to end up in juvenile jail. They are expecting more calls to the DCFS hotline. Because these are some systems of last resort, particularly the emergency services I was talking about. Some of the police officers I talked to say, well, you know, it's the start of summer. This is, you know, traditionally a time when you see a, you know, rise in violent crime, and that now there's not this option for young people.
You can find a link to AP reporter Sophia Turin's story at our website, nprillinois.org.